Vav Vav Iyar, we're going from Simon Tzadik Aleph Halacha Yudalet to Halacha Gimel. So we're discussing Refuah on Shabbos. Very nice, the mice, many times a person has a wound and they want to put a band-aid. So the Halacha is if a wound has already healed and you're just putting a band-aid, meaning there's still scabs or there's still a possible cut or you just want to put protection, that's not a problem. Why? Because all you're doing is you're protecting the wound area. It shouldn't get infected. So that's not a problem. The only try this is when a person's doing something medical. So this is the clear distinction that we have to make between someone that's what's called Nafala Mishkav. Nafala Mishkav means a person has to lie down or his entire body is in pain. And that's also equivalent to Nafala Mishkav. Nafala Mishkav means a person is bedridden. So in such a case, that's when refuah is mutter. If it's less than that, it's interesting. It's like almost like a somewhat of a contradictory term that the less a person is sick, the more problematic halachically it is to do anything medical. So even, for example, of putting ointments and or doing taking a pill in Shabbos, if a person is bedridden, it's permitted. If a person is not bedridden, so it's called michush ba'alma, it's like they're a little bit in pain, halach is you can't do refuah. So it's not really a contradiction, but it's more counterintuitive. So that's the halach. So here when we're speaking about putting a band-aid, so halach is if it's done just for protection, it's fine. If it's done for purposes of refuah, then it's a problem unless it's not for the mishka. So similarly, when it comes to someone that has a koitz, koitz means a thorn or something that's stuck in their finger. So the halacha is, according to Kishon Aruch, you have to take it out with a needle because you're not doing any real refuah. You're just getting rid of a splinter. Many times people have splinters in their fingers. I remember I was once by someone's home years ago, and I was so upset that the father didn't let the daughter. She came right when Shabbos began. I was there for Friday night. It was a bracha then. And I felt like he didn't know the halacha. He was being machmir on her. Because you're allowed to take out the splinter, so long as you're careful not to be mitzi dam to cause blood to come out. And even if there is possibly the blood coming out, there are those that are not there also. As we'll see, not necessarily is that when a person's causing bleeding to happen, that a person's over nisad the rice, or rather it's only nisad rabbanan. And especially here when he's not miskam, he's not having any kavana. So generally speaking, you could pull out the, using like a needle or something, you could pull out the splinter. Someone that is a chodesh enough for the mishka, as we mentioned. So the halacha is, you could tell a non-Jew to do anything for him. You could even tell a non-Jew to cook for him. Now this is one of the most interesting halachas and contradictions in the Mishnah Berurah. A real contradiction where in one place Mishnah Berurah seems to say that when it comes to the pots that were cooked by non-Jews, and, you know, non-Jews cooks food that was not edible, and they cook the food on Shabbos, so the pots become aser. But here, in this case, the pots are not aser. So this is the machlekes if you have to kasha the pots afterwards. For sure, again, there's no problem bishalakim, because bishalakim is the rabbanan, and for a chole, shenach for the mishka, be allowed to tell the nandru to do malacha for you. The reason why I mentioned the steer, because if you look in Shin Yud Ches, versus Shin Chav Ches, which are two places that this halach is discussed, there seems to be a contradiction, but there's no contradiction. The son of the Chafetz Chaim actually wrote a sefer where he wrote memoirs of his father, and he said that his father asked him to help out in Chelek Gimel and Mishnah Berurah, and therefore he paskin differently than his father, which is again not halachically a problem at all. But it's important to know that the Mishnah Berurah wasn't fully written by the Chafetz Chaim himself. Very interesting. It's also mentioned this concept if you look in the Pesukei Teshuvos. When it comes to refuah, so we just said, as we explained, a person's allowed to eat, samei refuah, things that are done for refuah, so long as we said, is enough for the mishka. There are those actually that are matir. Again, according to the Kishon Aruch, even when we're being matir for someone that's a chole, they can't do anything that's going to be in the Sadaraisa. Nevertheless, I saw that the Baal HaTanya holds, Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's the same person. He also, if you do it through shinui, a melacha is done shinui, is also considered a darbanan, and therefore there's situations where that's permitted too. A doctor, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch speaks about a doctor that is matzmiach avabuis, bletrin umpefin. I had no idea what it is until I figured out that there's a vaccine. So they obviously they administered vaccine. There's so much history to vaccines. The history of vaccine now post COVID is quite a topic in itself. But bottom line is there was a concept of doing vaccines, and sometimes the doctors felt you have to do it on Shabbos. So in such a case, you could do it on Shabbos, but the kiddush says it's best that the Jew is not holding the child, rather the goy is holding the child. This way, he's not even being mesayeh. The reason why is because this is a big discussion when you put needles or you do blood, anything that checking your blood. This applies also to people, women that are pregnant, they have some type of diabetes. It's called gestational diabetes. I've got exactly what it's called. But the so all these situations, there's room to be made, especially when it's not, you're not causing for sure bleeding, meaning it's not directly piercing into a vein or making a hole for a vein. That'll be more problematic. So all these situations, there's room to be made when there's a need for it, if it's mamish needed to be done on Shabbos. There's another important halacha in general when it comes to Siman Tzadik basis, the discussion of Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, when someone's in danger. So we know that there's nothing that stands in front of danger other than the three Aveos, Gimel Aveos, a person has to give up his life. But for example, Shabbos V'Chai Bem, you have a mitzvah to say to live. And it's an Aveir not to do something for someone that's in danger. Just the only difference is that there's the Dechuya, the concept of being Mechal Shabbos is Dechuya. What is Dechuya? It means it's pushed off. It's not Huta. So the Nafkamina is that the Chatchil, we try to do it Ali Dei Goy, we try to use a non-Jew. We don't use a Jew. It's interesting that the kids are a little bit, on the one hand, he says it's Dechuya. And the implication is that we try to avoid being Mechal Shabbos. It's not a Huta, but yet the kitzur says that even if you have a goyle fanenu, mishtadim lasis alideisa, we try to do it through the Jews again. So this seems to be also machlekes mecham and the drama. Maise, like a woman that needs to go to give birth. So chatchila, the halacha is you make sure that you use a non-Jew. If there's any element of sakana, that's different. The kitzur's lesson is very stark. The kitzur's lesson says, if someone is sick, meaning was in danger, we force him first of all to take the medicine, whatever he needs. And it's a terrible sin to be a chassid shaita and not to heal, not to take the refuah. On that person, it says, which really means a person is causing his own death. So therefore, the kiddush says, So this is talking about a situation where someone is in danger, and they mamshni now, hatzal or whatever. So a person is not going to start looking for a non-Jew. Such a case, we even mishtala to do through a Jew, and it should be a gadol about das. Now someone, he is very nagah, someone is mechal Shabbos from a chayla. Even at the end of the day, the person that was in danger didn't need a person's help. The case that the kitzur gives is, let's say the doctor said that a person has to eat a fig, and 10 guys run now from atzala, it doesn't have to be atzala, but they run and they pick a fig. So even though you only ate one fig, you should know every person has chal toiv, sachal toiv, meis Hashem yizbarach. What a beautiful lashon. All this is based on the pasuk v'chai bem and the chazal darshan leishayomus bem, and like we said, the three exceptions avoid the zog gilras shechazdam, where a person has to die before he transgresses. Kitzur says, what happens if a person is not a doctor, but he says, I'm telling you, this guy's in danger. So if there's no doctor around that's denying and contradicting him, so a regular person is believed to Michal Shabbos for this person that he's claiming is in danger. And even if he's not so sure, but he says, it seems that you need to Michal Shabbos, you listen to him. Why? Pashat, suffering the fashas, the hakel. Now, if one doctor says that he's in danger, and he needs a certain refuah, and one doctor says he doesn't, so the halacha is we listen to the doctor that says that he does. What happens if the chayla himself says he needs a medical treatment, and the doctor says he doesn't? We listen to the person that's sick. Unless the doctor says that this medical procedure is actually going to harm him, so then in such a case, We listen to the doctor. The exception to that, interesting, is a Kafir Chaim that says that if the choyde, the person that's sick, says, I need to eat something, and the doctor says, no, it's not going to be good for you, the halacha is, you listen to the person that's sick. Have a great day.